We're going live.
I'm the underground.
Gotta get the gaming going. Gotta get the gaming going.
Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the A-Nas. Player Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the A-Nas. Player Podcast.
Player Podcast. Hey, so look, I was scrolling down my fucking Instagram. I was on my Instagram and I saw some funny ass shit, so I must share it with the rest of the players. look, this is what these niggas be doing. Look, this is what these niggas be doing.
Hey, bitch, come here, bitch. I'm tired of you running, bitch. You're saving up no pick, bitch. I'm tired of you running, bitch. You're saving up no pick, bitch. Hey, bitch, come here, bitch. I'm tired of you running, bitch.
There you go. Shut up. This is crazy. Running in the hills, my nigga. That shit is so fucking funny to me. Look, there's another one. There's one even funnier than that. Well, not actually, that was pretty fucking funny, nigga. But look, this was funny too. Bro, look at, hold on, like, this was funny as fuck too, nigga. Look. Hold on.
Just... Patrus a real pimpin' bitch. I'm gonna chase you out your shoes every motherfucking time, bro. Patrus a real pimpin' bitch. I'm gonna chase you out your shoes every motherfucking time, bro.
These niggas be chasing the hoes down, bro. That shit is funny as fuck. Like, nigga. Ah! No!
Why was that last one? She was hella fast.
Just smashing in the hills. Like, hell nah. That shit funny as hell, my nigga. I hope y'all thought so too, nigga. That shit was funny, nigga. Woo! All right. So I think she was running like that because she loves herself, nigga. She was running from that nigga. She likes her current pimp, nigga. That's how it be going down, my nigga. That shit too fucking funny, man. Hell nah. So look, I just want to get it in, nigga. It's probably gonna be a short one because I got shit to do. But look, I just wanted to go in on us focusing on ourselves. Wifey, what are some of the things you've been doing to focus on yourself? Because, you know, you're here to speak from the lady's perspective, you know. So come sit down. Pretty girl. Pretty girl. Oh, yeah. She likes to give her opinion. She's a very opinionated woman.
She said, what?
She got a big ass mouth. Like, all right, go ahead.
What did you ask?
Give the ladies some insight on some of the things you've been doing to really dial in with yourself, focus on yourself, increase the love that you have for yourself.
For one, I haven't been on social media a lot.
On social media?
No, because I'm always comparing myself to other women, you know? Like, it's just a thing, like, you know, when you get your nails done, your hair done, and, you know, it's more for... You're just like trying to look like something for the other ladies. We don't really be doing it for the guys. I don't feel like that. But so I cut my social media activity down so I could just like focus on myself and not always compare and, you know. And then what else? Just like spending more time reading, figuring out stuff I like to do, like going back to childhood stuff I used to do, like, because I feel like you were your happiest self when you was a kid because you didn't have to worry about anything. So, you know, I started doing puzzles again, you know, I'm going to start drawing again, all that type of stuff that I like to do.
I definitely agree with that. My childhood days were definitely probably my happiest, most funnest days. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny what you said about comparing yourself and shit and, the ladies getting their nails done and their hair done and shit. Mm-hmm. So this girl is saying that, like, I don't do this for y'all. I do this for me. And it was like, so that means you don't like yourself. Because you're changing the way you look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point. Like, why are you changing all this shit, putting all this shit on your face, adding to your hair? I mean, the nails, you know, I feel like that's just like, it is what it is with nails. Mm-hmm. But.
Because I used to get my nails done, but. Honestly, it's just a waste of money, my opinion. Like, it looks cute and stuff, but I was spending way too much money on that, you know, for no reason, though. Like, and that was back then, like, you know.
Yeah.
So now they be doing the most, like, having them nails, that's just, like.
All crazy looking and shit, with, like, claws and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit look nuts. Hey, what up, Dominique? What up, man?
But yeah, I do feel like if you're changing yourself, you don't really like yourself.
That's how I feel.
Just like, you know, like the girls getting their bodies done.
She don't like that flat ass booty.
Yeah, like you're comparing yourself. Like you're trying to be what you see others being. That means you are not loving yourself. So
right. That's
why I said I had to get off social media. Like I'd be on there for, you know, for my business mostly, but...
Yeah, I might find a couple laughs. Like, we just laughed at that whole runner from her future pimp. That shit had me fucking dying this morning, nigga. I'm talking about literally crying.
So, what you been doing?
Dominique said he'd been working through his trauma.
Oh, man.
Trauma, bro. What are some of the methods that you've been using to kind of ease that, you know what I'm saying, or change the effect that your trauma has when you get in situations that remind you of things that traumatized you? What are some of the things you do? You know, for me, I mean, yeah, I've been writing down things that I want, you know what I'm saying, that I want. So, like, my little manifestation. So, like, look, let me go to my list. I'm gonna give y'all one. I ain't gonna give you all of them, but I'm gonna give you one of them. So, for example, I'll just say the last one I wrote down. I want me and my family to be free from all ailments, physical, spiritual, and mental. I feel like trauma is definitely a mental ailment. Therapy, journaling, breathing exercises. Oh, man. So you have like, do you get like anxiety and shit when you get in certain situations? It affects how you feel physically. You got to do breathing exercises to like calm yourself down. Shit, I don't really do breathing exercises, but I do. I do have to like talk myself down sometimes, especially when I get mad and shit. I have to be like, nigga, ain't that serious, nigga, calm down. Don't crash out, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to go back to, like, caring for myself, you know, because, shit, last year was rough, man. That shit was hard on my heart, my nigga. So I was like distracted from myself a lot. You know, I was thinking a lot about the people who died, you know what I'm saying? And the shit they were going through and how I could have probably helped and shit like that. You know, it's annoying. Yeah, PTSD, anxiety, and flashbacks. Nigga, PTSD, bruh.
Yeah, I got it bad. I do.
You got PTSD from what?
From when you got shot.
You gonna have PTSD from when I got shot.
Because, like, now I freak out so much every time you leave the house. For real. Or he messed with his guns and all that stuff. I don't like that type of stuff. Like, it really triggers me. And I didn't used to know why. I used to get so, you know, anxious when you would leave and stuff. But now I know why.
It's because when I got shot.
Yes. Like that, you act like that wasn't traumatic for me too. Seeing you like that. We was just together that day. And getting that call, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was pregnant. Almost didn't have you no more. Like, that is very triggering for me. Like, you know, when you leave, because I'd be scared that you're not going to come back.
I think I'm always going to come back. Yeah. I got the tools to keep me coming home. You hear me?
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying.
He said, I tell myself that was 17 or more years ago. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that should be hard to get over, no matter how long ago it was. My shit was some years too. It's been some years. 2007. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. He said, yeah, she can have vicarious trauma. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Because, yeah, seeing somebody that you love go from this to that. I was fucked up, my nigga.
Right. Like, I seen the whole thing. And just, like, too, like, because no one really knows, like, the story. But, like, I had text him right before it happened, asking him if he was okay, because I just like woke up out of my sleep out of nowhere, like, you know. Yeah. And he was like, why would you say that? Like, you know, I was like, I don't
right.
know.
I was cocky as fuck back then. Like, nigga, ain't nothing gonna happen to me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And right after that, blah,
like literally minutes after that.
Damn near dead. Like, bruh.
So yes, that is very, I feel like, yeah.
He said it did not happen to her, but she witnessed it. He said, I also tell motherfuckers no a lot more. Hell yeah, me nigga. Too. That's the number one thing, nigga. Oh, God, bro. That's one thing that came up in my reading. I have been practicing it before the reading. But, yeah, she definitely encouraged me to continue that. Like, you just giving, 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 man. You know what I'm saying? Especially the people who don't give it back. Hey, nigga. What the fuck?
So basically, you got to pour back into yourself.
Yeah, I got to pour back into myself. And, you know, it actually freed me from a lot of, I wouldn't call it stress, but having to just worry about other people and consider other people's shit, it freed me from that shit. Like, you know, I love my niggas, I love my people, you know what I'm saying? I love my family and all that, but it's like, once you kind of cut that whole shit, like, it don't matter what you do now, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter how you feel, none of that shit. You can be like, nigga, I'm free to do whatever the fuck I want, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to sit here and limit myself because somebody else's problems or somebody else's thoughts and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit gets old, my nigga.
And we do that a lot, though. Like, we won't do a lot of stuff because we don't want to make nobody else uncomfortable, which we shouldn't do.
Stop sharing goals with certain people. Oh, God, nigga. That was another big thing she said. She said, you got to stop telling people what you want to do and shit, especially if you know that. Because a lot of niggas, man, they don't see the world the way I see it, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? It sucks because, you know, I be wanting everybody to be feeling like how I feel. Nigga, like, we can do whatever we want. Nigga, we can have whatever we want. We can go wherever we want. You feel me? Like, nigga, this world is an open playground, nigga, for us. You feel me? If you got the right energy. You know what I'm saying? Just like what we talked on Bree Show the other night, like, you know, the fate versus freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. I feel like they both exist, you know what I'm saying? But your freedom of choice, the things you do with your freedom of choice gonna determine your fate. Mm-hmm. So if you out here on bullshit, nigga, you can only expect bullshit to come back. Mm-hmm. Have a bullshit ass life, nigga. This nigga said, I had to stop sharing goals with certain people. He said, I had to block my mama She can't call or text me. God damn it. You blocked your mom? Damn. I ain't gonna lie. I definitely understand. My mom be on my nerves, boy. I swear to God. She be on my last nerve.
Because it's hard to accept, like, when you start focusing on yourself and, like, really trying to love yourself and deal with all that trauma, like, it's hard to separate the titles, you know? Like, like your mom, your dad, you know, people that could have really caused traumatic experiences for you in your life, like, and you're just now really realizing that.
Yeah, it's like when you cut them ties and shit, and you kind of, like, free yourself from their thoughts and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Not worry about what they think and shit. Nigga, you kind of start to notice, like, you're free, you know what I'm saying? When it's just you, you're like, okay, everything's smooth, you know what I'm saying? And then when certain people come in, then a certain feeling starts to come about, like, ah, nigga, you the reason why I be, you know what I'm saying? And you the reason why I be feeling like this, and you the reason why. So it's like, I feel like it makes it a lot easier to tailor your life. When you kind of soak into yourself, you know what I'm saying?
It does, but it's hard to at the same time.
That nigga blocked his mom.
Because you be feeling guilty. Because that title, mom.
Right.
Dad. Sister, brother, friend. Like, you know?
Hell yeah. Down
but
to the point.
If it don't make you feel good, then you got to get it out your life.
Hell yeah, nigga. Shit, half these niggas don't really care about you anyway. They only care about what you do for them. You know what I'm saying? Shit, especially if you're somebody who's always positive or somebody who's always easing people's pain, you know what I'm saying? Assisting them through their issues and shit like that. That's all they really care about more than likely. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was more than that, you would automatically know that. You wouldn't even consider them when it comes to starting cutting people out your life, nigga. Because they'll have some value on your side, but you only got value on their side. Like, nigga, that shit gets old. Especially the niggas that's just constantly negative. Like, nigga, why the fuck is you always so negative? Why is the first thing that you think about is the worst possible outcome? That shit is annoying. Makes me not even want to talk to motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
So do you think that's part of it, though? Because they don't love themselves, so they just...
Yeah, you don't see nothing good coming for you. You know what I'm saying? Every time something bad happens, you think that's just what your life is supposed to... Like, nigga... You probably going through bad shit because you did something to deserve some bad shit to happen to you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And once you accept that, you'll start doing nothing but the right shit, the right things. He says, like, my energy was drained through her. It made me depressed and hate myself. God damn. Shit. Your mama's depressing you, bruh? Yeah, you definitely gotta get away from her ass. For real, depression is a motherfucker, man. It's like, it's almost like a fucking... Damn. Like, you know how that mode you be in when you drinking and shit every day, nigga, smoking every day. You wake up, first thing you do is smoke. You know what I'm saying? As soon as fucking 2, 3, 4 o'clock hit, you start drinking and shit. You spending more time fucking not sober than you are sober. Whatever it is you do, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, that's a like a mode, my nigga. A lifestyle, you feel me? And that's saying depression is the same way, like, you keep thinking about the shit that makes you sad, you know what I'm saying? You're always crying, my nigga, or getting mad, whatever it's causing you to feel, you know? Like me, nigga, I was so fucked up. I don't know if I would necessarily call it depression. I was definitely not myself, I'll tell you that. I was definitely not myself, but I don't know, it was just like, that shit was so fucking weird, my nigga. Like, constant just, like, confusion. Just not understanding why God wants it to be the way it is. You know what I'm saying? That shit will really fuck you up, my nigga. It's hard to, like, accept when certain people are not alive no more. Let me just say that. You know what I mean? It's hard to accept that shit, my nigga. You ain't got no control over that shit. It's like, fuck. Then you got to remember, like, I'm here for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
But then, well, too, like, that situation. So do you feel, well, that's part of that whole self-love, though.
What you mean? Oh, yeah. My big cousin, man, look. This is just one of the deaths I dealt with last year. So my cousin, man, this fool killed himself, my nigga. This fool shot himself in the head, my nigga. Shot himself. Killed himself. Like, bruh, the day before 4th of July last year. And nigga, he was in this fucking relationship with this girl who, I don't know, she pretended to love him. Maybe she really did love him. But she wasn't acting like it, you know what I'm saying? She had, my gosh, I don't want to tell her business, you know what I'm saying? But she was doing shit that would make me tell him, like, nigga, forget about her, bro. She's showing you your place in her life. It's nothing. She don't fuck with you, my nigga. That's why you at where you at and you doing what you doing, my nigga, because she is behaving the way she's behaving. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was just, I would get so mad when he would just talk about her as if she would fucking piss me off because he just wanted her so fucking bad. She is a major reason why he's not here no more, nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, man, that shit was hard to get over, my nigga.
But at the end of the day, it still just boils down to that self-love. He didn't love himself enough.
He couldn't move past it. Like, he really felt like she was a part of him, which I understand. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be able to come to a point to where you're like, all right, you know, I got to pick myself up and move on. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody out here for me if that's what you're looking for in your life. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get yourself together first, my nigga. Never kill yourself because somebody else don't want to be with you, man. Don't fucking do that shit, bro. For real. He said, I stopped being around people not on my level. Nigga, do you hear me? And not just financially or nothing like that. Nigga, we talking about mentally for the most part. Because a lot of this life is going to be struggle, nigga, and striving to get to shit that you ain't, get to places that you're not at. Get things you don't have or whatever it is you out here for. You know what I'm saying? If you around people who don't believe in nothing, nigga, ain't gonna do nothing but drain you or fucking tell you all the reasons why you're not gonna be able to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit gets old, nigga. So my condolences. My cousin did too. Yeah, my condolences to you too, man. I decided to keep all my scars from surgery. They're there for a reason. Hell yeah, man. I got a fucking crazy ass scar, bro. You can't see it right now. But yeah. I actually like scars. Like my wife's scar. She used to try to hide it. She thought it made her ugly. But it actually made her sexy. Oh my God. I used to be like, oh.
I'd be forgetting I have it till people ask me. Because they always think I got bit.
It's so weird. It don't look like a bite mark to me.
That's what people always ask me. Like, did you get bit by a dog? Like, no. Damn. Yeah, that's the first thing. They always ask me if I got bit by a dog.
It's just ugly. He said, Ty should keep your scar. Yeah, she's going to keep it. That's what makes her who she is.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. Like when I was little, though, they tried to have me get plastic surgery. I'm glad I didn't, though.
I'm glad you didn't, too.
Yeah, and too, because they were talking about, like, they was going to take skin off my butt. Like, I don't want skin off my butt.
Leave my butt alone.
But yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I just want to come out here and say that. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, I think it's really important, man. That's why I titled that shit, Your Love Life Starts With You, man. It's like people don't know that shit. They out here looking for love, nigga. You're looking for something that you should already have, my nigga. Love attracts love, nigga. When you out here enjoying yourself, being who you are, nigga, fearlessly, you know what I'm saying? That's going to attract people to you. And if you're a single person, you are going to attract some bullshit motherfuckers. I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some people that want to come suck up that energy, my nigga, because they ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? But you're also going to attract people who have that same energy. Like, you tight, I'm tight, we tight, nigga. Let's do something together. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Possibilities are endless out here. And people don't believe that shit, man. They think that they need to, like, add to themselves in order to be whole. Like, no, nigga, you already have everything you need. Mm-hmm. You're a complete work of art. You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Whether certain people don't fuck with it or not, it doesn't matter. They're not for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I wish my cousin could accept. Like, bruh, okay, she cool. You know what I'm saying? She cute and all that, whatever, nigga. Whatever it was that she fucking had the lock on him with, my nigga, it's fuck it. There's other people out here with that same quality. You know? Jesus fucking Christ, that shit, man. I was so mad at that nigga, bro. First couple weeks, man. I'll be yelling at that nigga like, what the fuck was you thinking, nigga? Right. You got these boys out here, bro. Like, oh, my God.
And man. The craziest thing, though, is like, self-love is probably the hardest because no one could teach you it. Like, you know, no one could teach you how to love yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to, like, just sit with yourself, like really just, you know, like, oh, that makes me happy. Yeah. That makes me sad. That makes me mad. I don't like when people treat me like this. I don't like this, you know, da 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 da.
Yeah, and once you recognize, you got to be willing to express that shit. Mm-hmm. So when somebody puts you in one of them situations that you ain't cool with, nigga, you can easily be like, nigga, I'm done with this shit. Right. You ain't never going to see me again, nigga, ever. Mm-hmm. That's why my reading, nigga, it just... If you don't know by now, nigga, I've been loving myself, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I do a lot for others, though. You know, I let people in and I share my energy and shit. And people don't appreciate that shit, you know what I'm saying? Loyalty, man. Mm-mm-mm. People don't value loyalty like they used to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's because of all this social media shit, like you were saying, everybody and everything's so expendable now. You know, but it's like, shit, look, if I see you don't value me, my nigga, you gotta watch out, bro. That's the end of that shit. I'm not fucking, no. I'm not spreading myself thin for nobody, my nigga. I can't do it. He said, I got injections for my scars on my chest. Bitter stop said, fuck it. I don't, I must have missed something. And refused to get voiceover surgery due to my voice. Shh, man. That's just unique, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes you you. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, shit, fuck what motherfuckers think, bruh. You gotta be who you are. You don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And that was another reason I did TikTok. And I don't really want people, you know, on my Facebook. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't really want people that I know to follow me on TikTok. Just because
niggas is fake as fuck,
yeah, because people be so judgy, but I feel like over there I could be myself. Like,
I'm gonna
you
tell
know?
You like this. Oh yeah, if no ain't nobody told you, nigga, 99.9% of you niggas is fake as fuck, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If you not the same motherfucker you is in real life that you are, oh, shit, I'm fucking up. I'm fucking up, my nigga. If you're not gonna be the same on social media that you are in real life, you fake as fuck, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck whether it has to do with me or anybody else. You feel me? You not. Don't fucking come up to me like, oh, my nigga, who do, man? But you see me trying to do something. You know what I'm saying? Out here in front of all these fake ass motherfuckers and you acting just like them, nigga. Don't fucking do that shit with me, my nigga. I don't like that, nigga. For real. I don't fucking like it, nigga. And I'm going to tell your motherfucking ass if I feel that shit from you. Sorry. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I don't do that kind of shit. If I don't like you in real life, I don't like you on social media, nigga.
Yeah. That'd be the weirdest thing. Like, so many girls, like I said, I mean, well, I haven't told you. I don't be requesting people.
Fake ass
unless,
niggas.
You know. But usually I don't request people.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of females that didn't like me back in the day be requesting me, watching my stories. Like, y'all
fucking
is weird.
Nigga.
Like, for real, weird.
Weird as fuck, nigga.
And, like, some people ain't even friends with me, but they be watching my stuff. Like, what?
Searching your name, trying
you know,
to see what
you
want.
Some people are just not going to add you as a friend at all. Like, I don't want you to see my stuff. For what? If you didn't like me.
Right.
I'm not gonna accept you into my life. Like, keep that energy over there. I'll be over here. But it's so weird.
Yeah, just
dead. Like,
there's niggas that I'd have problems with back in the day, and we got over it. So we cool now. You know what I'm saying? But if we got a problem now, nigga, do not expect me nowhere, nigga. I do not fuck with you. You feel me? But if I do fuck with you, I'm going to treat you the same. Like, I might not see everything, you know what I'm saying, that you do on social media. You know, but when it do come across my shit, if I fuck with you, I'm going to fuck with you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, but I don't know. It's just weird. Like, niggas want to see and shit. You just want to fucking see? Why, nigga?
Yeah, it's weird. Because I don't care about
weird,
like,
nigga. Creepy
if I don't
ass.
Like you, I don't care what you got going on. Okay? Like, you're not even in my thoughts. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not like, oh, let me go check up on this girl, this dude I didn't like back in the day, or whoever. Like, that's strange.
Yeah, man, it's very fucking iffy type shit. It's iffy, like, you're weird, my nigga. Don't talk about me. Don't think about me. Don't look at me. If I fucking figure you out, nigga, because for the most part, I'm not out here fucking trying to, I don't really give a shit, honestly. But if it comes across my desk, my nigga, I'm blocking you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm blocking your fake ass, nigga.
Right, because there be people in our life that they be acting super weird. Well, not no more.
On social media, nigga.
Yeah, like on social media, they be acting like they don't fuck with us. But then in real life, they want to be all...
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's why can't nobody come to my house right now, my nigga. Nobody's invited, nigga. Nobody's allowed. If you don't live here, my nigga, don't get caught around here. Because I know none of you motherfuckers live around here. For real, because you don't want me to start seeing you as an enemy, nigga. Real shit. This nigga said, that's why I stick with your podcast on day one. And I act like I don't know, because I know you dislike me or talk about me. Oh, God, I appreciate you, man. The second part, I think he was talking about just in general. Yeah. I mean, because it's like, it's weird, man. It's weird. I don't know. I'm just not like that. Like, when I see people I know out, just like I seen one of the homegirls from middle school the other day, I'm looking like, is that who I think it is? Like, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, like, that's fucking weird. You're weird, my nigga.
Let me duck off.
You're fucking weird. We in the same aisle. I recognize your face. You recognize my face. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be like, that's fucking weird to me. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. Y'all niggas is weird, bro. Like, nigga, you ain't confident, my nigga. Or maybe you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you just don't know like that. Yeah. You know? If that's the case, then nigga, fuck it. Stay your ass over there, because you ain't never gonna know acting like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in general. Yeah, that's what I figured. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm not in the business of saving hearts and shit no more, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my motherfucking thing, nigga. I don't care what nobody feels about it. You know what I mean? I'm staying me, nigga, no matter what. So if that includes people's feelings getting hurt, man, ain't nothing I can do about that, my nigga. I'm sorry, bro. Ain't no apologies, nigga, because guess what, nigga? I ain't out here doing nothing I ain't supposed to do. I found out through my reading that I'm not evil. Sometimes, I don't know. I might be a demon, nigga. You feel me?
Nope, you still just got stuff you need to heal. That's all it is.
Trauma, my reaction is just like Nip said, you got to pick the right reactions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people's going to test you. You know, shit's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that needs to happen to you so that you can know whether you've grown enough or not. Mm-hmm. You know? It seems like sometimes, like, shit just keeps happening, though. That's the shit that, like, last year, my nigga, that's why I ain't had a fucking retwist in a whole fucking year, nigga. Like, goddamn. Look, my shit done got long on you hating ass niggas. My shit done got long on you hating ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? That's why you niggas be hating niggas. Anything I say, nigga, I get, nigga. Anything I say, I wanna have, nigga. You feel me? If I ain't got it now, nigga, it's on the way, nigga. You see, look, now I'm getting excited and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that is how my life goes. And now that I ain't got all this extra energy in my space, nigga, ain't no telling what's finna happen, nigga. This shit finna be crazy. For real. And I'm out here, like, commanding and demanding the fuck out of shit. I ain't taking no, nigga. I'm not fucking bending over for nobody, nigga. I ain't fucking shutting up for nobody. None of that shit, nigga. Like, I'm really fucking pushing hard right now. Like, nigga, watch. It's gonna come, my nigga. And I got other shit set up. Some of this shit I just don't know what to do with, nigga. I'm gonna have to wait and see what happens, nigga. We'll see what the universe decides for me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I might have to let it go.
Yeah. These last couple months have been very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll say that.
Because the nigga started with acting weird, nigga. Acting weird as fuck, nigga. Why you acting weird, nigga? I ain't gonna say your name, nigga, but your ass acting weird, nigga. Oh, God. Like, nigga, I don't like that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because anytime I got a problem, nigga, I be like, nigga, hey, nigga. What do you bear? What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? But niggas be like secretly mad. Like, what the fuck you mad at me for, motherfucker? I don't know. But it's cool, man. I'm just, I'm cutting niggas out my shit, man. It's nothing. I got to free myself, nigga. Because look, nigga, places we going, haters can't go, bro. Doubters can't go, my nigga. Because if you a doubter and you with me, my nigga, that's going to make me look funny, nigga. And I ain't doing no funny shit. I ain't on no funny business, nigga. You feel me? All the rest of the players that's in the place, nigga, going to be looking like, why the fuck did you bring that nigga? You feel me? Nigga, I ain't trying to save nobody, nigga. You got to save yourself, nigga. Even if it's from yourself, nigga. I ain't got nothing to do with that, nigga. For real. But yeah. All right, let me calm down. Let me calm down. You always bugging me about space.
Right. So oh God, this man. This week, I think everybody should just, you know.
Yeah, give them some words of encouragement, baby.
I don't know. I just think you should do something for yourself this week. Something that you really like to do. Like something that gives you, you know, like makes you really happy. Like, you know, even if that's, it could be simple, like just going on a walk. Like if you really like to be out in nature, do that. Mm-hmm. Even if it's cold, put a hat on. But you know, like do something for yourself this week.
I think people underestimate how powerful that shit really is. Like getting out in the air and the sun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just being outside, period. Like you're instantly gonna feel different as soon as you step outside.
Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I need to just go outside. I'll just sit there. You know, like when it's cold, I don't like to go outside. Yeah. But like right now, like I want to go outside because the sun is out.
Right.
Like it just feels like, oh yeah, like yeah. You know, it just gives you a good feeling. But yeah, I think that everybody this week should do something for themselves.
Yeah,
like don't think about what no one else thinks. Don't tell nobody what you're gonna do. Just do it for yourself. You know,
I'm finna buy a Bentley, nigga.
Oh my god.
Nah, real shit though. That's right. That's another thing she told me in my reading. Like, don't be fucking out here. You gotta move in silence. Motherfuckers don't like your mind. They don't like the way you is. You feel me? Everybody ain't happy for you, nigga. Like, damn, everybody happy. Even the people that I'm happy for. That's crazy, nigga. Like, hell no, nigga. It's weird as fuck out here now, bro. But guess what? It's all good, nigga. We can adapt and adjust to anything, nigga. You know what I'm saying? My life is built on that shit, nigga. My life used to change like every couple years. Some different shit. I'm talking about some major shit in my life would come up. Like, nigga, I didn't even know who the fuck my real dad was for the longest time. Met the first sister of my sisters that I met her through some crazy ass fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, my life has always been like this. This ain't even the worst shit. Like, all that shit back then when I kept getting dragged over here and dragged over there. Like, oh, it's like this. Oh, no, it's like that. Oh, it's like this. Oh, no. That was the hard shit. Now that my base is set and I know who I am, I know where I come from the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything else is nothing, nigga. It's nothing.
And I think that's how you learn to love yourself so much and really just mess with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you couldn't trust nothing back in the day, so you really had to just be with yourself all the time.
All the fucking
that's why time. When I had met him, he was by himself, like
by myself, my nigga.
And he's always, I called him conceited and everything because he used to have all these pictures in his phone of himself, but it just showed like he loved himself. Like,
I love myself, nigga. You know, I really do love myself. But I'll tell you, like, that, yeah, that whole period, a major part of like my whole structure, life structure getting dumped out and me having to replace things and sort shit and get rid of certain people and shit. Mm-hmm. It was just like, that shit was so confusing, my nigga. Like, I've never had confusion like that since. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I work so hard to keep our life so stable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make sure my kids are always aware of what the fuck is going on, who is who in our lives.
You did go through a lot.
Nigga, I went through a lot as a young man.
I'd be feeling like I went through a lot, but nothing like that.
Nigga.
And I'd tell my story one day.
Yeah, tell your story, baby. Yeah, I ain't gonna say the title. That's funny as fuck. I'll let you say it. I'll tell your story. Me too, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us had rough beginnings, my nigga. Things that we weren't in control of, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like you was talking about, Dominique, you had to get rid of your mom. Nigga, I was this. Ooh, can we get closer than that? Can we get in it closer than that, nigga? About to kick my mama out, bro, because she was lying to me for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And my dad, too, he ain't no, you know, that nigga ain't no better. He thought he was slick, try to act like he ain't no shit. Like, nah, nigga. Once my mom started reminding me of certain things, I was like, oh, okay, I do remember this shit. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying? My life started off how it shouldn't have, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Damn, this shit's supposed to say to play this podcast, my nigga. Hold on, let me change it. But it say James. Play a podcast. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm not doing that shit to my kids. You know, I want them to be sure of themselves, sure about everything around them.
That's why they're limited, too, to be around certain people.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing.
Like I don't be saying we shelter them. We don't shelter them. But just certain spaces they don't need to be in. I don't want no one tearing our kids down. We're trying to build them. Like, so they don't have to try to find out, like, oh, you know, like, how do I love myself? Like, or is this love just like the Krishan Rock? Like, oh my god,
that
you
know, girl
you
is
could
a...
just tell she don't not love herself like at all.
Yeah, that girl's a trip, man. She puts so much into the blue, mm-hmm. blue. Like, girl, you got this nigga's face tatted on you. Though. Do not tat me on you. I don't want that. All right. Don't fucking tap me on you. I don't need you to prove anything to me, nigga. You prove yourself through your actions and not those kind of actions. Because mm-hmm. you can be letting niggas bust nuts on that tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Nah, bitch, it could be a double-edged sword and shit. Yeah, you got my name on you, but you letting niggas disrespect me. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
But that's why we got to be out here trying to love on ourselves.
Exactly.
We can't be expecting people to love us if we don't even love us.
Yeah, real talk. If you don't love you, how you expect somebody else to love you? You know what I mean? For real. It's real shit. That's part of the reason why niggas be doing all that bullshit they do to the people that really love them. Because they don't know what that shit's like. You don't have that shit in yourself. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you can't recognize it, nigga. You wasting it, nigga.
Right. You just think they're bullshitting around.
Yeah.
But they really in love with you.
Real talk.
But you're treating them like shit because you think it's fake.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
That's just like Tyshia. She definitely loved me a lot. She was, and that could have been too part of your trauma, but you know, you didn't want me to do certain things or be certain places and shit. I'm just like, you know, I'm straight, my nigga. But you just don't want to, first, you don't want me to go through no shit that's going to have you feeling the way you was feeling, like you said, when I got shot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? which is understandable. You know, now that I'm a lot more mature about it, I definitely understand. You know, that's what I need to do for myself. I'm not going to be putting myself in places that's going to put me at risk of losing my life. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I got this beautiful family. You know what I'm saying? Hey. This life is a trip, man. Look, y'all, if y'all can't tell, nigga, I'm tired. Dinner, motherfucker. I gotta get ready to get back to this bullshit for this week. We gotta work out tomorrow. Is you ready? Ready.
But I gotta get ready. I swear, people be annoying me when they be acting like working out is so, like, this great ass. Like, they want to go to the gym. Like, woo, I want to go to the gym. Like, I do not want to go to the gym, but I know I gotta go to the gym. Because that's part of my self.
This nigga's mad.
Taking care of myself, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, I am mad because I know because my elbow hurts, and I already know, like, it's getting kind of back to normal, but oh, I already know that it's about to get messed up again. So yeah, I'm not excited to go to the gym.
I'm excited, nigga. I'm trying to make some more gains.
I am excited.
Man. I gotta get my bench up. My bench is sad. Yeah, man, we working hard. We gotta create our own reality. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna do it for us unless we gonna pay their ass. And I'm too cheap to pay for a new reality. I got to work for it. You feel me? So, man, look, if y'all working out, nigga, I hope your workout goes well. I hope you don't get no injuries. I hope you make all the gains that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Try some new shit. You know what I mean? Push your limits and shit. Hope you're able to take it to new places and show your face in new spaces. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
Take you a bath. Buy you some flowers.
Nigga.
Buy something for yourself.
Nigga.
Like I said, just do something for yourself.
That's what it's about.
I'll be buying plants for myself.
That's what it's about, my nigga.
I like plants.
It's too hard to expend all that energy on other people, man. Pour all that shit into yourself, my nigga. Mm-hmm. So you can be the best version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, as soon as I reached a peak, nigga, I was feeling so cold, nigga. I'm telling you, right? The end of 2021, nigga, the start of 2022, nigga, I was cold as fuck. And then right after that, my heart got broke. Like, wow. Ugh. Then it got broke again. Wow. Oh, shit. Like, nigga, I was beat down to the ground, nigga. Crying a lot last year. Hella tears, my nigga. Hella fucking tears. I ain't never cried in front of my big sister, I don't think. Even she was like, damn, nigga, I don't even know what to do. Like, is you all right, my nigga? You really sad? Like, I'm sad as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But now, nigga, it's breaking up. You feel me? I'm coming back, man. Ready to be back in that game. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, it's like other shit's happening too. Like, you know?
Honestly, the people, that shit don't really bother me.
Right, that don't. But I'm just saying, it just be like, damn, you,
yeah,
you, like, damn.
I will say this: it is shocking as to far as who it is. Like, damn, my nigga, I wonder how long you've been having this energy, nigga.
Yeah.
How long have you been feeling this way, nigga? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'd have got away from your ass a long time ago.
It makes
nigga.
You question everything. Like, you go back to conversations, like, oh, so did you mean it like this?
Right.
I just wasn't paying attention. Like, I should have been new. Like, I should have been new. But, you know, so, like, this stage is, like, I feel like it's, like, the last.
Rebranding.
Yeah, the last of the get out. Now is go time again. Like, this is how it was right before we bought this house. Like, this is exactly how it was. We had to let go of so much shit and just focus on what we had going on in our little space.
Yeah. Yep, keep our kids. That's why I'm glad my kids are doing well in school, man. Like, I don't have too much to worry about as far as problems. You know what I'm saying? Everything is running smooth, my nigga. Mm-hmm. You know, my life is great. Like, they don't be coming home, have been and gotten in fights or stealing from motherfuckers or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? My kids do well. My wife, nigga, she does well, my nigga. You know, she just gotta work harder on what she want. Push, baby, push. We gotta do some two-a-days. Two-a-days. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to work that ass.
That's I think that's why my elbow is messed up. For real, because when I worked out twice last week, that's when my elbow got so messed up.
We finna work that ass. Y'all get y'all some water. Get you some fruit, nigga. Get you something that's gonna add, not take away. You feel me? All that liquor, all that weed and shit, that shit's taking away from you, my nigga. That shit's hurting you, not helping you. I promise you. Hey, nigga, you know what? Nigga, let me tell y'all niggas a secret, nigga. Let me tell you the secret, nigga.
I wanna know, shoot.
I might be able to take a piss test and pass with my own pee.
Oh my God. I thought this was like a real secret.
That is an accomplishment. You know, I've never taken a fucking piss test with my own pee, nigga.
Dang, that's crazy.
I'm 30 fucking crazy. Four. I'm 34 years old, my nigga. I've been working.
That's good, though. You've been working on taking your care. Working on taking care of yourself, you know?
I've been working for a long time, since I was like 14. But I never had to take a piss test until I got grown. So like, we was probably like 18 when we moved out and shit. Yeah, that's when I started having to take piss tests, once we started living on our own, my nigga. I ain't never took a fucking piss test with my own piss. And now,
so what,
I think I could pass.
Do they still have those little drug tests, like the weed tests?
Do they?
At the stores?
Does anybody know about that? Are there piss tests that I can go buy and so I can try to pass the test?
I don't know if I think they sell them at Walgreens. I don't know for sure.
I need to try that shit, my nigga. I've never taken a test with my own piss. That's just crazy as fuck.
That's crazy.
I think I can do it now.
I know.
Yeah, nigga, see? Create your own reality. Now I ain't got to go spend $30 on no fake piss. Because I can't trust my son, nigga. He think he's slick, nigga. You ain't slick, nigga. I don't trust your fucking ass. You been out here fucking around with these girls and shit. And I know y'all's little daughters be out here smoking weed, nigga. That's another thing. Y'all need to get y'all fucking daughters under control. You know these little girls out here fucking and sucking, nigga, like crazy. Y'all know that? 2 and 3 niggas and shit? My son is only 15. That means your daughters are around the same age, nigga. That's disgusting. Teach your daughters to love themselves. That's what I told my daughter. You ain't got no fucking boyfriend, nigga. I'm your motherfucking boyfriend, nigga.
They
start laughing.
Right. They're like, oh my God.
No, I'm serious. You ain't got no fucking boyfriend, nigga. For real. They're more high tech now with UAs and testing. What's the difference? Because I ain't smoked weed since October. Nigga. I think I'm doing pretty goddamn good. I ain't smoking no weed since October. I'm gonna probably smoke some weed though. Once I get me a new gig, nigga. Once I change this employment. Or hit go on this other shit I got. But I don't know if I'm gonna do that. I might have to flush that shit down the toilet. Damn. All that paper wasted. You live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad I did it because I don't want to be in business with no motherfucker that's on no bullshit. Nigga, you don't want to see the best of me, nigga. You want to see the worst in me, nigga. I don't think you do. Because when I'm at my worst, nigga, I'm not nice, nigga. I'll go places you ain't willing to go, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Get dirty and nasty, nigga.
He said they can tell if it's non-human.
They can tell if it's not human. Oh, shit. I ain't never been caught like that. I ain't never been caught, actually. I ain't never been caught. One time, no, it wasn't hot enough. And, nigga, we pulled a whole operation. That shit was crazy, right? So, look, I went to take this piss test. I got the job, too. Fucking... I had this little ass thing, my nigga. It was not enough piss. Right? Mm-hmm. So I fucking pour and she's like, oh, this ain't enough. I'm like, fuck. It's like, God damn it, where I'm gonna get some old goddamn pee? So luckily for me, he said I had a client do that. Luckily for me, fucking Tyshe's little brother was there, my nigga, and he don't smoke weed. He never smoked weed like that. I think he smoked for a second, but he never smoked weed like that, you know what I'm saying? So his piss was clean, my nigga. So, nigga, so I'm sitting in the thing, I'm texting these niggas like, damn, I ain't have enough piss. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucked, nigga. I ain't gonna get this shit. And then that nigga Brandon pissed in a bottle. Taisha fucking put the bottle in my son's diaper, nigga. Jay Sean was like, fucking, was it even a year? We had to be like a year.
Yeah.
He was young. He was in diapers though, because he definitely had a diaper on. He said, they'll take your wizinator. Hilarious. So, nigga, fucking, she comes in. Jay Sean's crying and shit. That's all I remember. Like, this nigga gonna get me caught. He fucking comes in. Somehow, I don't even remember how the process went, but she snuck the bottle to me, my nigga. I put that shit wherever the fuck I put it, nigga. Probably in my drawers, nigga. And I passed, nigga.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
That was a crazy story, my nigga.
We're always doing crazy shit. It's like, not no more.
We got a lot of ghetto stories like that, y'all. I'm going to start pulling them out just so we could be more relatable, because I don't want you niggas to be thinking that I think I'm better than you. I ain't better than nobody. The only nigga I'm better than is that nigga I was last year. Actually, that nigga last year was pretty fucking cold, though. Nigga, I ain't going to lie. That nigga was hard, but shit, that nigga had a broken heart, bro. So we wasn't able to live in our shit. But now I'm stronger, nigga, through that shit. So look, just know, nigga, I ain't better than you, my nigga. I'm just like you. You feel me? I done some bullshit. You see, I ain't never took a fucking piss test with my own pee, nigga. I ain't better than nobody. You feel me, nigga? Shit. That's dusty, niggas.
You really do have a lot of stories.
Some ghetto ass stories, my nigga. Shit. Well, I had to tell y'all. Never mind. Never mind. All right, y'all. Look, I'm gonna get my ass up off here, man. We got shit to do. You hear it ain't no kids in the background. We gotta go get their ass. They can come up here and fuck my house back up. Got this shit together. They gonna come ruin it, nigga. Yeah, come ruin that shit. But all right, man. Y'all niggas, love yourself, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't for you, turn away from it. You feel me? If it's fucking up your shit, get rid of that shit, nigga. Get rid of that person. Get rid of that energy, whatever it is. We're trying to increase and elevate, man. Yeah, damn, man. All right, man. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep set. Play a podcast. Play a podcast.